See behind him. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, open your Bibles with me this morning. You just go ahead and go to John 14. That's our text today. I want to go a couple other places before that. I don't know about you, but I constantly go through some things. Is anybody else going through anything? Amen. And God just constantly reminds me that no matter what I'm going through, that He's always there. And sometimes, I don't like to admit it, but sometimes I miss that He's there. And when I miss that He's there, I try to do it on my own strength and my own power, and I fail every time. I seem to come short. Hello? But I was thinking about what the writer of Hebrews said in Hebrews 13:6. He says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen? In other words, I can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. In other words, whatever I'm expecting or whatever I'm walking towards or whatever I'm stepping towards, I'm not doing it by myself. Amen? Matter of fact, the psalmist put it like this. He said in Psalms 46:1, he said, God is our refuge in strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Amen? When I hear that, when I hear the alarms go off and the sirens and all the troubling and the times, I'm reminded that God is my refuge. He is my strength. He is my very present help in trouble. Is anybody going through some trouble in an area in their life? Let's be real. Why am I bringing this up? Because the Holy Spirit and the Father through the Spirit of God wants to deal with those things today. Amen. We're not just gathering together for the sake of meeting together. We're gathered together because God has a word that He wants to impart into our hearts and lives today. So the scripture reference the Lord led me to was John 14. The words of Jesus. I don't know about you, when Jesus speaks, I want to listen. Amen. Guess what? Oh, wait a minute. He's quickening me there. Guess what? Jesus is speaking through Genesis through Revelations. He was at the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Amen. So I don't want to misquote in any way, but in John chapter 14, verse number 15, the Word of God says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither know of him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. The title of this morning's message is Never Alone. We're going to look at the comfort, the comforted, the comforter, and the comforting. Sounds pretty warm. Does everybody got a comforter? Amen. I was thinking about that comforter those that crochet or make comforters or quilting or make comforters, warmers, things that keep you warm. Those comforters completely cover you. And that's what the comforter, and that's what the Spirit of God does. He covers you and I. Amen? Can we lift the word together? Is anybody ready to receive anything today?
Amen.
Amen. So let's repeat after me. Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life, Father God. We're grateful, Father God, that you're an all-inclusive God, that you will not leave anyone out, that you'll minister to each and every one of us today through your word. So, Father God, I praise you and give you glory, and I ask you, Lord, to speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room and on the website. I will never cease to give you praise and glory for all that you've done, all you're doing, and everything you're going to do. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Amen. You know, one of the things I wanted to look at first is the comfort. The comfort. God knows exactly what everyone is going through. God knows exactly what you're facing. God has already made a way for you and made a way for me. So with this in mind, we're looking at the comfort. Look with me in Romans chapter 15. Romans 15. The Apostle Paul was reminding the body of Christ in the church that we're all in different places and different areas and walk with the Lord. And everybody is valuable and everybody's important. Whether you're a new beginner or whether you've been serving the Lord for 50 years, there's a part for every last person. And the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 15, verse number 1, he says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Amen. In other words, what the Lord is saying to you and I today, whatever trouble you may be facing, no matter what you may be going through, that you're never alone, and that you can always find comfort in the Word of God. And you can't find comfort in the Word of God unless you open it up and allow the Lord to speak to you through His Word. Amen. Amen. It's not just this magical moment where, okay, I'm going to go wee, and it's going to come. The Lord says for us to open the book. And as we open the book, He speaks to us. It's a living Word. If we get revelation and understanding of what we're holding in our hand, it's alive, it's active, and God sent it to do something in your heart and life. So when you open it up, there's life that comes out of it, and it never brings too much life when it's sitting on the shelf. Amen? Hello? Look to your neighbor and say, we have to open the book to get into His Word. He sent His Word to heal us, to comfort us. Hallelujah. You know, the psalmist says in Psalms 119, verse number 49. He says, remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Amen. What did he say? This is my comfort in my affliction, for the word hath quickened me. The word hath made me alive. Quickened, it comes from the Greek is zoupoio, is to make alive. So he quickens us through the Word of God. Wait a minute, I got to apply this. The psalmist also said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. How does the Lord deliver us out of our afflictions? We open the book. And the book comes words of life. and words of life. And the words of life, when life comes in, it has effect. He says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground. It's time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness down upon you. Amen. We have more tendency to feed the trouble than to put it out by with the word of God. Amen. Let God arise and the enemy will be scattered in Jesus' name. Are you with me? Hey, this is a team effort. We're doing this together. You know we're all in this together. You know, if one of us suffer, we all suffer. If one rejoices, we all rejoice that we're in this together. Hallelujah. And that's what makes it so valuable, because everybody has value. Everybody has worth. Everybody is important, even when you're on the mountaintop and even when you're in the valley. Amen. Amen. We're not going to reject you because you're going through a hard time. Amen. I don't know about you. I want people to support me when I'm in the valley. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Okay. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we're still in the comfort. We'll go back to the New Testament. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul writing to the church of Thessalonica. Verse number 11. He says, wherefore, comfort yourselves together. Look to your neighbor and say, you're never alone. You have the Lord, and you have me. Hello? Well, guess what you just did? Go say it, look to your neighbor again. Say, you're never alone. You have the Lord. You have me. Guess what you just did? You made a commitment to support the one beside you. Hallelujah. He says, wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. And in other words, the Apostle Paul said, hey, I'm not saying you're not doing this. Amen. I'm not trying to beat you up with this word. But what I'm saying is, maybe we could do it a little better. Amen. Is there anybody besides me that has to learn to do things a little better? Come on. Unless it's just me. It might just be me. I don't know. I just might be the mess in the crowd. Amen. But at the same time, everything in my life, I could do better. I could do better. Amen. I could take it to another level. Right. Yeah. Amen. I could be more of a blessing than I am. Amen. In other words, I haven't arrived yet. I'm still in a journey, and God's still doing a work in me, and he's still doing a work in you, and that's why he has you here today, because he wants you to be comforted by his word. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that's okay with me. Amen. So he says, and I beseech you, brethren, to know them which are labor among you. I'm not going there. So firstly, we're going to stay with the comforted. Secondly, look to your neighbor and say, everything you are going through is for the benefit of someone else. Everything that you're going through is for the benefit of someone else. Not only for your benefit, but for the benefit of others. Come on now. I don't know about you, but God in my life showed up miraculously sometimes, and he did some supernatural works. I know supernatural works that God did wasn't only for my benefit, but they were for the benefit of others. And when I shared for the benefit of others, all of a sudden there was encouragement that came and strength that came, and oh my goodness, and there was a celebration. Amen. Amen. Look to the one next to you and say, nothing wasted. I'm learning something new every day. Hallelujah. I was reminded in there in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. The Apostle Paul gives us a little instructions there on the comfort. He says in verse number 3, he says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Amen. Amen. In other words, all of a sudden, what I'm going through is for someone else's benefit, not only for my own. Amen. And as God shows up and shows off, I'm to show him off and show the others how he shows up. That we're never alone. Hey, you know, and every time I'm going through something, listen to me, church. Every time I'm going through a battle or a storm, all I have to do is look in the book and see what some of the men and women of God went through, and what I'm going through really isn't much at all. Hello?
Amen.
Hello? We have a tendency to magnify our troubles and our trials to make them larger than God. Amen. If God could take and open the Red Sea and bring an army across the Red Sea and bring this man and safely, what can he do in your storm you're facing? Hallelujah. Amen. We serve a big God. Amen. We serve a big God. Come on. Look at your neighbor and say, we serve a big God. We serve a big God. We got to get that in our hearts and minds, that everything that I'm going through, God's going to use it for his glory and for his honor. Amen. Amen. I love what the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 49. Verse number 13. The prophet said, sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord have comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. I get it again. I thank God. I go back to the scripture, but I'm going through some affliction and I feel like I'm going through a storm and I'm going through some warfare. He just reminds me of the many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And when I sit and grab a hold of that and by faith stand on that, all of a sudden the affliction starts to disappear. But guess what? The enemy tries to bring something else, but that's okay. Amen. Amen. God wants you and I to understand that the comfort that we have through his word is to be a comfort to others that are going through any storm. Amen. Sometimes we have a tendency to want to have just mountaintop experiences. Wait a minute. I guess the Holy Spirit's going somewhere. And we have a tendency to want to hang out with people that are on the mountaintop. But Jesus wants us to go into the valleys.
Yes, he does.
Amen. He wants us to go into the valley with those that are suffering in the valley of despair, and through God's love and mercy and his grace, show that we care. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we have a mentality, even in the body of Christ, it doesn't seem like anybody cares. You ever been there? Come on. Have you ever been going through something that doesn't seem like anybody was there? Come on, come on, come on. God wants you to understand you're never alone. That his word will bring you comfort, and he'll surround you and bring you somebody that's been comforted to comfort you. Most of the time, okay? So we have in Romans chapter 1. If you don't like the message today, take it up with the Lord. It's from him. That's kind of interesting, huh? The Word of God says in Romans chapter 1, the Apostle Paul says this in verse number 11. He says, for I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. In other words, here's what the Lord says to us. When we're comforted by God's word, And we use God's word and we use the comfort that we've received to be a comfort to someone else. All of a sudden, faith in the atmosphere increases because now I'm joining with the one that was not what was that needed comfort. Their faith is coming together with my faith. And all of a sudden, there's an increase of faith that takes place. You know, I don't know about you, but I believe in mountain moving faith.
Amen.
Amen. And so many times we can make the mountain large or make the word large.
Yes.
Amen. I want you to understand this. There's nothing that any of us are facing that's bigger than God. I don't know about you. I sing about it all the time. We serve a big God. Amen. That's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or even think. Sometimes it's because of our thinking. Amen. We put them in a little box. I reminded as a kid, we used to have these little game. You wind it up and Jack in the box, and it jumped up. And that's sort of the way we put the Lord in that box. Then pop goes the weasel or whatever it is. I don't know. Amen. But what I'm saying is that let's not keep him in the box. The box has been broken when the tomb was the stone was rolled away. Amen. Amen. We serve a living God. Amen. Okay. I guess I'll keep on moving. So we have the comfort. We have the comforted. And of course we have the comforter. How many love the comforter? In John chapter 14. Verse number 26. The word of God says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." But Jesus didn't stop there. He said in verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Amen. God says we have the comfort of his word. We're being comforted by other believers. Amen. And he's also given us the comforter. Amen. You know, somewhere along the line, we say it all the time. We have to remind ourselves from time to time, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Amen. So I got to recognize great is the one that's in me. The great is the one that's in you, the comforter. Matter of fact, Jesus said in John 15:26, he says, "But when the comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." Amen. The Holy Spirit is always bringing reference back to Jesus. Jesus, 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 the sweetest name I know. Amen. You know, sometimes when I'm going through a trial or a tribulation or a storm, there's something just about when I just cry out, Jesus. Jesus. We thought the Lord was just ministering to us today. We have an old phone, a music phone, and the song wouldn't change on the phone. It just kept saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I said, well, that was kind of weird, but the phone was, then we found out the phone was broken. I thought it was one of those Holy Ghost moments, but it was a Holy Ghost moment, but at the same time. Anybody with me today?
Yes.
Can somebody put a smile on their face? Come on, put a smile on your face for a moment. I got the joy, 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 joy. Where? Where? I got the joy, 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 joy. To stay. Amen. You know, I believe in truly, listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. I truly believe this should be the happiest place on the planet. Because believers have gathered together. And God has delivered you from your past and given you a bright future. I don't know about you, but we should be happy.
Right.
Amen. And what does happy look like? Do you know something? Do you know that when you smile in the midst of adversity, the adversary gets upset and turned over?
Yes, he does.
The only time he truly wins is when we react to him. I don't have to react to him. I've got a Holy Ghost reactor, and the Holy Ghost reactor brings forth the word against the adversary. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. If you think about that, a reactor is like a nuclear weapon, amen, and a nuclear weapon that brings an explosion. And if you recognize who you are in Christ Jesus, when you came into the atmosphere, things can explode if you trust God and just let him be God. Amen. Amen. We're not being changed in this world. We're changing the world. We're world changers. Yeah. Amen. We're world changers because we're not buying the lies. Amen. Because why are we not buying the lies? Because Jesus told us they were going to lie. And I believe them. And he said, you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. So in John 16, I guess I'm going to close this down. Verse number 7, Jesus said this. He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. To my Father, and you see me no more, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever that he shall hear, that shall he speak.
Just wait.
And all things have become new.
Instead of trying in your own strength, you should just wait. Instead of calculating what will happen if you go wrong, you should just wait.
You are a heavenite.
My steps are ordered by the Lord.
Yeah,
I should just wait. Shall mount up on wings like an eagle, and their soar. They shall walk and not get weary. They shall run and not faint. That's what happens when you wait. Happens when you wait. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. Come on, wings like an eagle, and soar. They shall walk and not get weary. They shall run and not faint. That's what happens when you wait. That's what happens when you. That's what happens when you wait. Oh yeah, a little stronger. That's what happens when you.
Yeah.
to you when our brother and sister suffer. We get it down with them, and we suffer with them. So many times we just want to drag them out of it. Jesus said he was touched with the feeling of our infirmities. I don't know about you, but I'm a follower of Jesus. He's our example. He set the stage. He made the way. And all he's asking us to do.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you.
That he sees what you're faced with and what
you're worship
you. He wants you to know that you're not alone.
You are here.
And we're here today.
Working in this place.
If you're going through something,
I worship you. I worship you. You are here. Moving in a midst. I worship you. I worship you.
Hello.
You are here.
Hello.
Working in this place.
I
worship you.
We make a miracle walker from his keeper, light in the darkness.
My God, that is who you are.
He says, trust me with all your heart and all your
heart. We make a miracle walker from his keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You're the answer to it all, Jesus. You wipe away all tears. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all,
I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. get what you've been asking for. Hallelujah. Thank you.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful
great, your love was greater.
Others, Father God,
oh, I could say.